Ever get that feeling like you're up against something impossible?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, one of those situations where you just can't see a way out.
Right. And we try to come up with these elaborate plans, these huge, complex solutions.
And sometimes it feels like you're just spinning your wheels.
Exactly. But what if the answer, the real solution, was something totally unexpected?
Something completely out of left field.
Yeah. Like something you'd never even think of.
Now, that's an intriguing idea.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It is. We're taking a deep dive into this fascinating ancient text excerpts from Tobit, The Demon's Flight and a Blessed Marriage.
Tobit. Okay, I'm intrigued. I've heard of it, but haven't really explored it in depth.
Well, get ready to be surprised. It's packed with these incredible stories of overcoming obstacles in the most unexpected ways.
So what's the setup? What kind of challenges are we talking about here?
All right, so imagine this, a young man, Tobiah. He's about to get married to Sarah.
Okay. Sounds like a happy occasion.
It should be right. But here's the twist. Sarah has a tragic past.
I don't know what happened.
Well, every single one of her previous seven husbands died on their wedding night.
Seven. Wow, that's a lot of tragedy for one person.
It is, and the culprit is a demon, a seriously nasty one.
A demon. Okay, now this is getting interesting.
So our mission today is to understand how this marriage not only survives, but is actually blessed in the midst of all this.
Sounds like a tall order, especially with a demon lurking around.
It is, but the methods involved are, let's just say, pretty unconventional.
Unconventional how?
Well, we're talking about using parts of a fish and some serious divine intervention.
Parts of a fish. I'm really curious now.
You should be, this is not your typical love story.
All right, let's dive in. I want to hear how this all unfolds.
Okay, so picture this. It's the wedding night, and Tobiah, thankfully, has gotten some very specific instructions from the angel Raphael.
Raphael the Archangel.
So very same. And he tells Tobiah to take the liver and heart of a fish.
Wait, hold on, a fish. What does a fish have to do with any of this?
I know, right? It's totally unexpected. But he's told to take these fish organs and put them on burning embers.
Like the kind used for incense.
Exactly. So they're creating this strong smell.
Okay, and what happens next?
Well, the text says that the smell, the odor of the fish, it drives the demon away.
Seriously, just the smell.
It repulsed the demon and it fled to Egypt.
Wow, that's a pretty potent fish.
It is, right? It makes you think about how different cultures and times viewed the power of smells.
And the power of the unseen world, right?
Right, absolutely. And think about it for a second. What might be the fish liver in our own lives?
You mean those things that seem insignificant but could actually hold immense power?
Exactly. Sometimes the most unexpected solutions are right in front of us.
I like that. So the demon is scared off by a fishy smell, but it doesn't end there, does it?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
Raphael, being the awesome angel he is, doesn't just shoo the demon away. He pursues
He
it
chases after it.
all the way to Egypt, and he binds it there to make sure it can't cause any more trouble.
Wow, talk about going above and beyond.
Right. And then the text says Raphael returned immediately, like it was no big deal.
So not only powerful, but efficient too.
Exactly. What does that tell us about divine help? When we need it, it can be swift and decisive.
No messing around.
So, with the demon problem taken care of in a rather unique way, Tobiah and Sarah do something just as crucial.
Let me guess, they start praying.
You got it. Even before they think about anything else, their first instinct is to pray together.
That's beautiful. It shows where their priorities lie.
It really does. They recognize that protection and blessing come from a deeper source.
So, what do they pray for?
Well, Tobiah starts by praising God, acknowledging him as the creator of everything, the God of their ancestors.
Setting the stage, acknowledging the bigger picture.
And then he mentions Adam and Eve, specifically how God created them as the foundation for marriage.
Ah, bringing it back to the very beginning, the original blueprint.
Exactly. They're grounding their marriage in something much bigger than themselves.
So it's not just a social contract for them, it's a sacred union.
And then he says this really powerful line. No, not with lust, but with fidelity, I take this kinswoman as my wife.
Wow, that's a powerful statement. He's making a conscious choice,
Yeah.
not just driven by desire.
And it shows the depth of their commitment to each other, right? Like,
Absolutely. It elevates their marriage to something much deeper than just a physical union.
and then they continue praying together, asking for mercy, protection, the chance to grow old together.
Really putting their hopes and fears out there.
And there's this beautiful moment where they both say, Amen, amen.
It's like this shared affirmation, a unity of spirit.
Exactly. They're starting their journey together with this shared reliance on God.
So while all this is happening upstairs with Tobiah and Sarah, Where's Sarah's dad, Regel, in all of this?
Well, Regel is downstairs, and he's having a completely different experience.
Oh, no. What's going on with him?
He's terrified. Absolutely consumed with fear.
He's probably worried about Sarah again, right? Given her history.
Exactly. He's convinced that Tobiah has met the same fate as her previous husbands.
Oh, man. That's heartbreaking.
So he does something drastic. He starts digging a grave.
A grave?
Well, they're upstairs.
He's preparing for the worst. He's so overcome with anxiety.
It's a stark contrast to the faith that Tobiah and Sarah are expressing, isn't it?
It really is. He's relying on his own very human and rather morbid preparations.
It makes you wonder, does his fear take away from the miracle, or does it somehow highlight it even more?
That's a great question to ponder, but back to the story. Rigel finishes the grave, and then he sends a maid up to check on them.
He wants to know if Tobiah is really dead, doesn't he?
He does. He wants to bury him quietly before anyone finds out to avoid shame.
Wow, the social pressure must have been immense back then.
It was, especially with Sarah's history. But here comes the turning point. The maid goes in and finds them sound asleep and unharmed.
Oh, thank goodness. That's a huge relief.
It is, right. It's the aha moment for Regel. His fears were totally unfounded.
His anxiety was completely crushed by the reality of the situation.
And his reaction, he immediately starts praising God with his wife, Edna.
I bet they were overjoyed.
They say, blessed are you, God, with every pure blessing. Let all your chosen ones bless you forever.
That's powerful. You can really hear the genuine relief and gratitude in their words.
They even specifically say, Lord, you are merciful to our two only children.
Shows how precious Tobiah and Sarah are to them.
And they keep praying, asking for continued mercy, protection, and happiness for the couple.
It's like this huge weight has been lifted off their shoulders.
It really is. And then Regel does something very symbolic. He tells his servants to fill in the grave before dawn.
Like they're burying the fear itself, closing that chapter?
Exactly. It's a new beginning for everyone involved.
So what happens next? Do they just go back to bed like nothing happened?
Not a chance. Regel tells Edna to bake tons of bread, and he slaughters 2 steers and 4 rams.
Well, hold on a minute. They're throwing a feast.
A massive one. They're going all out to celebrate.
That's a pretty understandable reaction after all that stress.
It is. They're overflowing with joy and gratitude.
And I'm sure the whole town was invited.
I wouldn't be surprised. But then Regel turns to Tobiah and says he can't leave for 14 days.
A 2-week party. That's quite the honeymoon.
It is. He tells Tobiah to eat, drink, and bring joy to Sarah's afflicted spirit.
It's like a time of healing and strengthening their bond after everything they've been through.
And Regel's generosity doesn't stop there. He tells Tobiah, now take half of what I own here. Go back in good health to your father. The other half will be yours when I and my wife die.
Wow, he's basically adopting Tobiah into the family.
He is giving him a future security and that undeniable sense of belonging.
Talk about a welcoming father-in-law.
And then he says these beautiful words, I am your father and Edna is your mother. We belong to you and to your sister both now and forever.
That's so heartwarming. It brings tears to my eyes.
It really does. It's this beautiful declaration of family, a new foundation built on love and trust.
So let's recap. What have we learned from this incredible story?
Well, we've seen an impossible situation overcome through the most unexpected means.
Fish organs, angelic intervention. It doesn't get much more unexpected than that.
And we've witnessed the power of prayer and shared faith in building a strong marriage.
The way Tobiah and Sarah turned to God together is truly inspiring.
We saw fear transform into joy and celebration symbolized by that filled-in grave and the extravagant feast.
And ultimately, we saw the formation of deep family bonds built on generosity and acceptance.
It's a reminder that even in the darkest moments, unexpected solutions and blessings can emerge.
And that those moments of surprise, the unexpected twists and turns, those are what make life and these stories so captivating.
Exactly. So, listener's name, implied as you go about your day, think about this. What are the fish livers in your own life?
Those seemingly insignificant things that might hold unexpected power.
And how can shared values and faith, whatever that looks like for you, strengthen your relationships?
This story reminds us that unity and belief can truly overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Tobit, the demon's flight, and a blessed marriage.
It's been a truly insightful journey.
Until next time. Keep exploring those ancient texts. There's always something new to discover.
And who knows, you might even find your own fish liver solution along the way.